All right, Zach Osborne, I'm late to the press conference. I was running over here to see how you could possibly have ended up beating Alex Martin in that second moto.
You were trying to come up with something for your fake news cast.
I was actually just talking to AC, and he said, hey, make sure you go blow Zacho. And I said, I'm on my way.
I doubt it. He wouldn't say that.
No, he did.
Nah, I don't believe you.
Hey, look, good day for you today. Really good first moto between the three of you. Like, okay, you didn't win, but that was pretty cool.
It was awesome. Like I said in the press conference that you missed, it's not often that, like, 1, 2, and 3 in points get out to a 1, 2, and 3 start, and to do it here at Redbud was pretty cool. Like, you know, the fans were going nuts, and we had a great battle. The lappers screwed all of us at one point or another in the moto, so... it was a bit tough, but...
I heard the AMA even said something to you?
To me?
Or to your team or something?
No, I said something to them about, like, some more blue flags. Like, they just weren't respecting them. Like, they were waving them here and there, but they weren't respecting them. So, yeah, it is what it is.
At the end of the day, though, widened your points lead. Second moto, did you kind of know what was going on? You also saw Jeremy tuck the front end?
Alex.
Alex. No. Jeremy in the second turn.
Yeah, I almost ran over him.
Okay.
And then I was maybe like 12th or 15th.
Yeah.
Made some passes on the first lap, came around like 9th or 10th, and then I could see Troll getting away, and I was marking him in the same spot every time, and I'm like, dang it, I'm not going to get him. But I had my sights set on Harrison for second to kind of limit the damage, and then Troll had a mistake, and was able to pass him and Harrison and take the win.
Your fitness is, I mean, we all know you're working with Baker. You were in shape before, but 2 or 3 motos this year, your lap times have just been so steady, other dudes are dropping off. That's got to be a good feeling where you're like, hey, like, I'm going to just stay here. And you've gotten, I don't know, 10 spots in the series so far, strictly from fitness.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. I mean, I've always been fit and prided myself on working hard and harder, you know, what I feel harder than anyone since my rookie season. So, you know, I think Alden's kind of toned things down in places and turned things up in places, which has helped me a lot and helped my consistency and how I feel each weekend. So definitely it's been a positive season.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Well, then all the PEDs that you are doing at Baker's camp also.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
why I'm sick the third time this
year. Yeah, your voice sounds all cracky.
Sick. I got an ear infection on Thursday and didn't really know what this was going to hold.
Stop making out with Anderson.
Yeah, we do that.
Right. Okay, hey, you got a big point set. I don't know what it is now. Do you know what it is?
38.
Does that, in the back of your head, does that come into play? And what do you? How do you ride with that? Do you check up and take a fourth next week if that's what it takes? Or you know what I mean?
A fourth, no, but a second the way I did in the first moto today, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's still 300 up for grabs, so it's tough to really kind of tone it back. I mean, maybe in 3 rounds from now, Southwick, Millville, Washougal, then we can kind of start to think about that a little bit. But right now we just have to continue to pad it and try to add to it every weekend.
Nice work.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Don't.
What?
Turn it off.